everybody, welcome back to Ministry of the Body. And to those of you who are here for the first time, I appreciate you so much for watching. My name is Lox, and welcome to the channel. So today we are on episode number 7 of Obstacles and Choices. Yes, that's right. And today, as you guys see in the thumbnail, we are going to be talking about the Samaritan woman. This woman had some obstacles that she had in her life, and we are going to go through these obstacles. Yes. So the story of the Samaritan woman is in the 4th chapter of the book of John. But I want to circle back to the 1st chapter of the book of John, right? Where the Bible describes the Word of God. It describes Jesus Christ as the Word. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, nothing was created without the Word. Everything, all things were created through the Word. So, meaning that this Word, which is Jesus Christ, is the giver of life as well. And this is why Jesus is able to forgive sins even before he died on the cross and was risen again. If you remember with the lame man, he says, I forgive you of your sins. And the Pharisees were thinking in their mind, how is this possible? And then he said to them, which one is easier, to forgive this man of his sins or to tell him to stand up and walk? And then he told him to stand up and walk to prove that he has the authority to forgive sins, right? The Bible also describes Jesus as the light. And usually when you say that you see the light, you're saying that you see clearly now. So the light is the truth, basically. And then it also describes Jesus as the way. And when you look further down in this book, in verse 50, we see Jesus talking to Nathanael, telling him that one day, I tell you the truth, that one day you will see angels going down and up the Son of Man, because he is the bridge, the stairway between heaven and earth. So he's saying that he is the way. Now, Jesus sums all of these things up in the book of John chapter 14, verse 6, where he says that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can go to the Father except through me. All right. Now, what does this have to do with challenges? So I'm explaining it through the story of the Samaritan woman. So now Jesus was heading to a specific place, right? But he decided that he's going to take a different route, a special route that is going to go through the city of Samaria. Samaria, yes, that place. Mm-hmm. So now Jesus decides that he's going to stop at a well because he is quite thirsty and is a bit tired from the walk. So he sits down. But we know Jesus. We know why he's here. He knew specifically that he's going to meet a young Samaritan woman who he's going to have a conversation with, all right? So now here's the Samaritan woman coming to draw some water from the well. And then she meets Jesus then. She says, ask the Samaritan woman, would you please draw some water for me so that I can drink? And the Samaritan woman is shocked because she's like, okay, first of all, you're a Jew and I'm a Samaritan woman. And we do not mix, first of all. You know, we don't even talk to each other. We mice each other. This is how it's been for a long time, okay? And then Jesus is like, listen, if you knew the gift that God has prepared for you, and you knew who I am, you would instead ask me for water, and I would give it to you. I would give you this living water. This water that you are drinking, you will drink and you will thirst again. But I have water that if I give you, you will never thirst again. You will have everlasting life. You will have eternal life. Yes. Then she's like, wait, for real? Give me this water that you say that if I drink, I would get eternal life. I would love this living water. Then Jesus replies to her and says, okay, go and get your husband. Then she says, I don't have a husband. And Jesus says, you tell the truth, woman. You have had 5 husbands in the past, and the one that you live with now is not even your husband. And then she's like, oh my goodness, are you a prophet? And as soon as she realized that, okay, this person that she's talking to is a bit more than just a man in a spiritual sense, so let me inquire. And I think this is something that we should all do, because we understand who Jesus is, right? We know that he knows everything, but it seems like we still, you know, prefer to inquire from people who don't necessarily know everything. And it's good to inquire from people who have a good spiritual life with God, but it is important that you inquire from the one who is the source of all information, which is Jesus Christ, God himself. So we should have the spirit of inquiring from God, just like David. When David was in a situation where he didn't know what to do, because there were raiders that came into the village and raided everything, took the women and the children, and everyone was angry at David and wanted to kill David. And David was like, okay, fine, I have to inquire. And then he inquired from the Lord, who knows everything, and said, Lord, should I pursue those people? Will I overtake? The gun God said, definitely go pursue them. In fact, you will overtake these people as well. We should have a spirit of inquiring from the Lord. So here's this woman realizing, she didn't even waste time. As soon as she realized that this one knows more, she asked questions. And one of the questions were, okay, so tell me, why is it that you Jews believe that Jerusalem is the place of worship, whereas us Samaritans believe that it's on the Mount Gerizim? You know, this is where we believe that worship should take place. But Jesus said, listen, I tell you the truth, young woman, that there is a time that is coming. In fact, the time has already arrived that it will not matter where you worship. It will not matter where you worship. You will worship the Lord God in spirit and in truth, right? Because the Lord God is spirit, so you must worship him in spirit and in truth. Then she's like, oh, okay, wonderful, but it's fine. I know that the Messiah, I'm waiting for the Messiah called Christ, who will come and explain all of these things to us, all right? And then Jesus, this was the perfect cue for Jesus to reply. And then Jesus says, I am the Messiah. Guys, come on, what a story. So anyway, so this woman realizes that, oh my goodness, this is the Messiah. This is the Messiah. Oh my goodness. Then she goes back to her village and she tells everyone, guys, come and see a man that has told me everything that I have ever done. Like, she goes and she spreads Jesus' name out there everywhere. This is literally the first time Jesus reveals that he's the Messiah to anyone. And he revealed it to this Samaritan woman. So now the Samaritan woman goes and shares it with everyone. All right. Now, the reason why I'm telling you guys this story is because quite often we think that we're looking for the right things, but in fact, we are looking for the right thing in the wrong places, or we're just not looking for the right thing at all. The Bible talks about how we need to seek first the kingdom and all his righteousness and all else shall follow. Quite literally, this Bible is actually giving us the recipe for everything in our lives, for self-discovery, for purpose, what enlightenment, everything. Because God, Jesus, is clearly communicating to us that there is seeking that we have to do. Now, it is important that you find the right kingdom, because the kingdom of darkness is trying to pursue you. The kingdom of heaven is also trying to pursue you. And you have the choice of which kingdom that you are going to allow yourself to live in. And in order to find the kingdom, you need to find the person who's leading the kingdom. No one will just live in a kingdom without knowing who the king is, who the ruler of that kingdom is. Now, when you find Jesus, who is the king of our kingdom, God himself, you are able to understand what this kingdom is about, because the king represents the constitutes of this entire kingdom. So when this woman comes and meets this man who's standing in front of her, and she has this revelation of who this man is, everything starts to change in her life, because she understands that, oh, okay, living in this type of kingdom is way better than the one that I'm living in right now. So then she becomes like, she has this revelation, and she goes and she tells the rest of the village to come and see this man that has told her everything that she's ever done. And now all the rest of the Samaritans decide they're gonna come and see Jesus. And I want to read this verse in John chapter 4 verse 39. It says, many Samaritans from the village believed in Jesus because the woman had said, he told me everything I had ever did. When they came out to see him, they begged him to stay in their village. So he stayed for 2 days, long enough for many more to hear his message and believe. Then they said to the woman, this is the important part, right? Then they said to the woman, now we believe, not just because of what you told us, but because we have heard him ourselves. Now we know that he is indeed the savior of the world. I think this verse is super clear, you know, as to what we should be doing in our lives, is to get to know Jesus on a personal level. Now, we could, you know, hotspot a relationship with Christ through another person who has a relationship with Christ, but that's not enough. Because we see here the saying that, okay, we believed you when you said that, okay, we should come and see a man that has told you everything about yourself. But as soon as we arrived and we got to experience this person ourselves, now we ourselves can believe. Now we believe not just because of what you told us, but because we've heard him ourselves. And that's something that is so important in our lives, you know, that we should get to know Jesus ourselves, you know, have a personal relationship with Jesus. But now, what does this have to do with our challenges? Now, this woman, right, we spoke about the fact that we know she was coming in to come and get water. But we see this woman literally left the running. running like a school child, going to go tell the other Samaritans about the experience that she just had. And she didn't leave with the thing that she came there with, right? And also, when she was going back with so much joy, she still didn't have any husband, all right? Like, her problems were still there. But the thing that she had found in Jesus through one conversation that she had with Jesus Christ was so much bigger, was enough to change the state of mind that she was in, that now she sees clearly now. I think it's what Jesus meant when he said that trials and tribulations may come, but take heart, I've overcome the world. So let me explain it this way. You take out your phone, you realize that your phone is like battery low. It's dying, all right? But you have a charger in your pocket. You know that you have a charger. I promise you, your stress levels are like zero because you're not worried. You know that at any point you can just plug in your phone and charge it, all right? Then you get another situation where your phone is battery low, right? You don't have a charger. And then you realize, okay, what am I gonna do? You start stressing because I need to do things on my phone. And then you start worrying because you don't have a solution, all right? Or you take out your phone, your battery is low, you have a charger, but you don't know that you actually have a charger. Still, you're gonna start stressing because you don't know that you have this charger. Now, these three people, same situations, but the only difference here is that the knowledge of the charger being available. The knowledge of the charger being available is what changes your mindset about the situation. You stop worrying about the fact that your phone's battery is dying. In fact, you will let it get to about 5% because you know that at any point, I'll just pull out the charger, plug it in, and it's charging. So you are going through the challenge of low battery, but because you know that you have a charger with you, you don't stress. You're not worried. And this is what Jesus is trying to communicate to us when he says that, listen, trials and tribulations may come, your phone's battery will go low, but fear not, you have the charger. I have overcome this world. I have already won. I have conquered already. And I think this is something that this lady had picked up from this conversation, that being exposed to Jesus and having more information about who Jesus is changed her mindset, that whatever issue that she was going through in that moment, she was still able to have so much joy and not even worry about the bucket that she left at the well with Jesus, because she had gained some, like, she had so much more knowledge about the Messiah, because she said she's been waiting for the Messiah, and now the Messiah is here. Her solution has arrived. Right? Knowing Jesus is knowing more about life, knowing he is the truth, he's the light. He exposes more information to you, opens your eyes about things. The Bible says that my people perish for lack of knowledge. They are destroyed for lack of knowledge. But now when you have this knowledge, you have wisdom, you have knowledge, you have understanding. Things start to make more sense, all right? Now when we look at Peter, right? Knowing Jesus, you know more about yourself. When Jesus was talking to the disciples and he said, guys, listen, who are people saying that I am? Who do people say that I am? Talk to me. Tell me. What are people saying? And then the disciples started saying, okay, some are saying you're Elijah. Some are saying you're the prophet and all these things. They just say, okay, fine. I hear that. But who do you say that I am? Because truly speaking, guys, people can say whatever they want to say about Jesus. But the important part is who you say Jesus is. Because your knowledge or your revelation of who Jesus is in your life is going to be the experience you're going to have of Jesus. All right, because you won't know how much more Jesus can do or how much more Jesus wants to be in your life because of the knowledge that you have of Jesus. Now, when he asked, who do you say I am? Peter said, okay, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And Jesus is like, wonderful, Peter. Wonderful. I tell you the truth, Simon, for you are Peter, which means rock. And on this rock, I will build a church and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Now, and a very important thing happened here. As soon as Peter revealed through the Holy Spirit that you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God, Jesus said, well done. But because of this revelation, this is who you are in me. He said, you are Peter, which means rock. Now, Peter immediately found out who he was in Jesus, because he was able to identify the true identity of Jesus. The Samaritan woman was able to leave there with a bigger revelation about her own life, herself, because she figured out who Jesus was in that moment. It's quite clear that the more we know about Jesus, the more we find ourselves. Me, my own life, getting to know Jesus much more than just reading him from a book or hearing him from a Sunday school teacher made me realize how much more God wants for my life. And it helped me through so many insecurities. I was very insecure about my life, man. I was like so shy about many things about me. But as soon as I realized that the thing that God has created me to be, the thing that he has called me to be, is much bigger than my insecurities, much bigger than the things that I don't like about myself, about my body, about different things in my life, about where I am, my situation, my financial, you know, situation, my academic situation. Like, as soon as I got to know Jesus more, those things that I was insecure about started to change. And maybe the insecurities or the physical insecurities that I have, maybe those didn't change, but my mind about those things, my mindset about those things did change. And it almost felt like those things went away. But they didn't go away. My mind was the one that changed. And like this Samaritan woman, her mind changed about the things that she valued. That water that she went to go fetch didn't mean anything anymore in that moment because she had found living water. All right? Your challenges may come. Jesus said this, trials and tribulations will come. And if those things don't change, it means there's something else that must change. And it could be your mindset. Your mind has to change. You have to start looking at things much differently. Find the kingdom that you must live in, because each kingdom has its own constitution, its own values, its own beliefs, its own ways of living. But the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of heaven's systems of belief are much superior than everything else. They have more power than the world that you live in. They have more power than the spiritual, than the kingdom of darkness that is also trying to pursue people. It is the most superior one. So when you start living in a mindset that is governed by King Jesus, I'm telling you now, from my own experience, there is nothing that can ever stop you from getting the things that you desire according to God's will. I promise you. It is almost as if every single challenge, problem that you've ever had goes away, because the mind that you are now occupying is much superior than everything else, all right? You start to do things in different ways. You operate differently. You plan things as if you know what is going to happen in 3 weeks because God gave you that information. The Holy Spirit speaks to you much more because you understand. Because your mind has changed, you now are able to identify God's voice in your situations, because many people try to talk to you in challenges, but because of how your mind changes, because of finding the right kingdom and his righteousness, then you start to figure out which voice is the one that you need to listen to. You like, just your planning just changes. Like, you move different. Literally, you move different. That is basically what knowing Jesus does for you, what having the knowledge of Christ does for you. And it is important that we have more knowledge about who Christ is. Jesus Christ is more than just salvation. Because after salvation, there must be renewing of the mind. All right? Because we become born again, fine. But after being born again, our lifestyle has to change, because we've built up so many habits and so many beliefs. And you know, we have to tear down the wrong foundations and build it right on the new one. Right? So when we become born again, we have a new foundation, but we have to build this house in the right way. And this is where your mind comes in. All those things that you believe that were toxic needs to change and need to be purified through Jesus. And that's what Jesus is also there for. So now, to everyone who has not been exposed to the light, Jesus Christ, who is known as the light of the world, or you have not received Jesus into your life as your Lord and Savior, I want us to pray this quick prayer. And this prayer is just to say that, Lord, listen, I understand that my life is not in the right place with you, and I confess this to you, and I receive you into my life. And you become born again. As soon as you receive Jesus into your life, your foundations are now set in the right place. You've built your house on solid rock, all right? And therefore, from this point going on, we start building, we change some certain strongholds in our minds, all right? We capture our mind into the obedience of Christ. So I want you guys to pray this prayer with me. Just repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I thank you for this moment that you have given me today. I come to you, Lord, and I open my heart. I confess all my sins to you, that I am a sinner, O Lord. and I repent for all my sins. I receive you into my life today as my Lord and Savior. And from today, I am born again. In Jesus' name, amen. So if you prayed that prayer sincerely, welcome to the family. Yes, guys, on this side of life, guys, things are very different, all right? And your life is going to change in the best ways. And from here on out, we need to now gain more knowledge on who Christ is in our lives. Because the Bible says, when God described himself to Moses, Moses said, "Who do I say you are?" God said, "I am. I am." I am to me means that God can be anything that you want him to be in your life, because he's the creator of all things, all right? There is nothing that he can't be in your life. If there's a void in your heart that needs to be filled, God can be the filling, all right? So anyway, that is the video that I had for you guys today. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for joining me today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Remember that your body is a ministry. And in order to maintain this ministry, which is your body, we need to have more information about God, about who Christ is in our lives, so that we may be able to abide in this kingdom and know of his righteousness and continue to change lives through our actions when our mouths are quiet. All right? So what is your body saying to us?